If you have your Bibles this morning, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. He says, Paul says in verse number 2, he says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing brethren beloved, your election of God." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will bear help, on this thought, faith matters. Amen. Faith matters. As we look at this and see, we ask the question, we have to wonder, is faith important? Now we know that coming to church is important because that's how we get in, that's how we learn, that's how we know, hey, we learn to know God. Like Miss Al said already, it's through coming to Sunday school and the Sunday school teachers and the Word of God and the teaching and the instruction from it, we begin to know the truth and the foundations of what faith is. But we have to ask ourselves, is faith important? Well, I want to say faith was so important that Jesus was thinking upon faith, praise God, because He tells us, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11:6, He said, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him." Talking about God. So without faith it's impossible to please God. That's just straight out of the book. So that tells us that we've got to have faith. I believe everybody in here would like to be pleasing to God. Everybody likes to be pleased. I mean, we like to please people around us. We like to please, our employers. We like to please our families. We like to please, please all kind of people. But I believe everybody in this place would like to be found pleasing to God. Hey, that's the one that really matters, right? That we found pleasing to Him. And if we found I believe if we'll be found pleasing to God, that we'll be found pleasing to those around us. Because the Bible says, as Charles taught in 1 John this morning, that when we begin to love Him, praise God, the love is shown abroad in our hearts, and so people can see it. And people recognize and realize love. Amen. And the Bible says that we ought to love one another. That's the greatest commandment that there is, that we love one another. Amen. So that's what God commands us to do. And it's impossible to love Him without love others without loving Christ. And it's impossible to love Christ without having faith. So it's important that we have faith. Jesus was concerned with having faith. He would say in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, He said, "When the Son of Man cometh," He asked His question, "shall He find faith on the earth?" Now He's talking about faith, but believing in the revealed truth that God has for us. Amen. You say, "Now, Pastor, let's just slow down a minute. Let's just think about this." So what He's trying to tell us is that Jesus is wondering at when He comes if there'll be faithful people in the world. In other words, what He's asking here is there'll be people that are really interested in the real truths of God. What the Word of God has to say. You know, a lot of people listen to all kind of different tales. We listen to different theories and we listen to complex things. And if we ain't careful, we begin to wonder within ourselves what's true and what's not true. Well, the Bible says, "Let God be true and every man a liar." Amen. So we can take, that tells us that we can take God's Word and we can believe it because it is absolute truth, absolutely. There's nothing in here and there. Amen. They praise God. It's the perfect Word of God. So we take that. Jesus said, "Will we believe the Word of God? Will we believe truth when Jesus comes?" I don't know about you, but I'm going to just trust the Lord. Ain't you? Amen. I'm just going to trust the Lord. I'm going to stay with God. So we look at this and we see that if Jesus was concerned about faith when He comes, we ought to be concerned about being faithful till He gets here. Amen. And the way to do that is to stay in the Word. Look in the Word of God. Trust the Lord to what He says. Pray and allow Him to speak to our hearts every day of our life. We have to start early. Amen. Because, hey, listen, you say, "Well, preacher, why?" Because the devil starts early. If the flesh, if you get up early in the morning, your flesh starts early. Hello? And I'll need all the help we can get before lunchtime. Amen. So if we get up in the morning, we say, "Lord, help me. Give me the strength, praise God, to do that You'd have me to do, and not what I do within my flesh. Not that the devil would have me do, praise God, that he could get glory." Amen. That he could be a distraction in my life. So we look at this morning, and we see as Paul's writing here, and he's giving thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayer. So Paul's lifting them up. Paul was continuously praying for the people. He was praying for believers. We ought to be praying for each other all the time. Amen. We all need help every day. We all need prayer. We need a little hand up. We need a little encouragement. We need a little instruction. We need just a little bit of the benefit of God and His goodness on our lives. Amen. So we see that as Paul's trying to write to here, he's trying to instruct them. He said, hey, listen, we pray for you every day. So what he's saying is just keep up the good fight of faith. He said, making mention of you in our prayers. He said, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. So here it is in a nutshell. Paul says, listen, said you began a good work. He said, just stay with it. Amen. We're having so many today, praise God, and get in, we try to do things, and disappointments come, distractions come, things get in the way, and if we ain't careful, we're dissuaded. Amen. Before long, praise God, we slide out of the way, and we get out of the will of God, and out of the way of God, and out of church of God, away from the family of God, and the devil has a heyday with your life. Amen. It takes you further than you want to go, keeps you longer than you want to stay, and won't show you how to get back. Amen. He don't like me much. I tell on him all the time. But he's a devil. He's a deceiver. He's an accuser of the brethren. Amen. Praise God. He's a sorry rascal, praise the Lord, that wants to destroy and tear down everything that he touches. Because he don't want God to get glory for anything. But I want to say God ought to get glory for everything that we are. God ought to get glory for our lives. God ought to get glory for our walk. God ought to get glory for our talk. God ought to get glory for the principle wherewith we live, by the character that we have. Amen. It's time, God, we begin. This whole world's trying to get us to judge people by this and that, by color, by race, by whatever. We ought to judge one another by our character, praise God. By that person that we are in our heart. Amen. That heart attitude's what makes the difference. And if we begin to love one another, praise God, humanity can come together and live a victorious life in the presence of God for His glory. Amen. Praise God. So what do we see here? We see Paul says there's a purpose of faith. So what is the purpose of faith? Amen. A purpose of faith that was so that we can receive the benefits of the of Christ's death on the cross of Calvary. Amen. That's the purpose of our faith. So we can receive the benefits of what Jesus has already done. Hey, listen, the church, the work has already been finished. We just about to be willing vessels to participate in the work, amen, that God's already done. You say, preacher, how do we do that? Through faith. Through just believing, praise the Lord, the hard part's already been finished. Amen. So all we've got to do is just follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just believing in His death, burial, and His resurrection. Praise God. You say, what is that? That's a personal trust in Jesus. Amen. That He's already done the work. Praise God. So that we can experience that regeneration of life, praise God, that newness of life that He offers to us. We just have to take it on faith, believe in it, so we can move on for God's glory and we can see the power of God manifest in your life and mine. Amen. Amen. The devil would like to come along, sidetrack us, take that away from you. He'd like to get you to doubt yourself. He'd like to get you to doubt your salvation. I'm going to say there's a sure salvation. When we put our faith and trust Lord Jesus Christ, we know that He came, He lived, He loved, He died on the cross, got up 3 days later victorious over death and the grave. Praise the Lord. And we can have victory and glory to God in Him. Amen. Amen. Victory's all, hey, let's victory, victory, glory to God. It's already been won. We are overcomers through Him who has already overcame. The devil bound him. The devil got him down. Praise God. And death had a hold of him. Had him wrapped up, bound up, locked up for 3 days. Amen. In that tomb, Jesus had in His death. But I'm glad, glory to God, on that third and glorious day. Hey, the first day, devil said, hey, devil, hey, death, have you got him? Devil, old death just smiled real big. Said, yeah, Lord, I got him. Devil, I got him. He probably called him Lord. He's the Lord of the dead. Amen. But he said, yeah, I got him. He's bound up. He's chained up. He's locked up. He ain't going nowhere. And then along about the second day come, he said, death, have you got him? He said, hey, look, you can check it out if you want to. I pray God, he ain't going nowhere. And then about the third day, the devil come along, and he said, death, And old Death turned around, boy, and had a forlorn look on his face. I pray God, something like somebody had done stole his bubble gum. And the devil said, what's the matter with you, Death? He said, have you got him? He said, no, I ain't got him. He turned around, the stinger had been plucked out of Death. He said, no, this morning, about the rise, well, glory. He said, about the rising of the sun. Praise God, those bondage come off of him. Praise God, he was released and loose. And set free. I tried to hold him. I tried to bind more chains around him. I tried to bind him up tighter. Praise God, he bashed them asunder. I couldn't do nothing, devil. He plucked out that sting of death and he rose up out of here. Glory, hallelujah, young'uns. As a child of God, one day you and I also will rise up out of here victorious over death and the grave. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Take that devil. Amen. Hey, glory. I hate him. Amen. But Jesus, my Savior, has already overcome. Amen. One day in a little while. Hey, glory. Amen. I'm going to be with my Savior. Does faith matter? I tell you, young, faith matters. If we believe in what I just told you, glory, hallelujah, you have life and life in abundance. Hey, Brother Kevin, you don't have to go with your head bowed down. Praise God, don't have to go around walking, looking at your shoes. You can look up and lift up your head for your, and you can say, glory, hallelujah, down in your soul, my Redeemer liveth. Amen. The devil's a dying rascal. Man, one day in a little while, he's going to be cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are, because they're going to be cast in there too. Amen. But Jesus Christ is risen up in the newness of life, set the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. So that when we come short, we fall short, we mess up, and we will. Amen. Look at me. Hang your head. We will mess up. You will mess up. But don't let your mess up, your foul up, drag you down a road of sin. Praise God, when those things, when those thoughts, those actions first come upon you, amen, just deny and reject them. Plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, 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 and that'll have to flee. Amen. Listen, our little old sinfulness is no match for the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's overcome every obstacle, listen to me, that the devil could throw at him. Amen. You know how Jesus done that? The Bible says, as Charles read this morning in Sunday school, as He is, so am I. Amen. As He is the one that's looking to the Father. Jesus never took His eyes off the Father. Amen. His faith, His trust, He was 100% man. And He was 100% God. But that 100% man of Him, praise God, struggled in this world just like you and me. The Bible said He got hungry and He got thirsty and He got tired. But you know what He did? He'd find Him a place on the mountain or down the valley and He had talked to His Father. Amen. He had talked to His heaven and His Heavenly Father would send down encouragement, reinforcements from the portal of God. You know what's wrong with the state, youngins? Because of faith. Because faith just don't really matter no more. We don't get reinforcement like we ought to. But praise God, we need reinforcement right now like we've never had before. I've never seen such a wicked time in my life. If God lets this continue to stand, He'll have to bring back Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them. Amen? But praise God, He's not going to do that because He's going to fix this thing up once and for all. One day in a little while, praise God, God's going to say, I've had enough. Amen? I've had enough. But faith is important. The personal experience that we have in regeneration, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Faith, praise God, it's that channel which the Holy Spirit works in you and I. Hello? Faith is a conduit, if you will. Faith is a conduit by which to... You know why we can't do what we ought to do? You know what? Let me rephrase that. I'll just get above you. One of the greatest saints of God ever was, old Pope Paul. Saul of Tarsus, Paul. Amen. He said, that I would not do. Amen. He said, that I don't want to do, I get caught up in it. He was a great saint of God. But you know what made the difference in him? The Holy Spirit of God in his life. Amen. Faith matters, praise God. Through faith, Paul believed that God was there, praise God, and God would help him, and God would encourage, and God would bring him out. He said, how shall I escape this body? Paul had a feeling. He was trying to tell us that he had this old dead, praise God, this body of death. It was wrapped up. It was what Nero would do in those times. He would take a dead carcass, and for punishment, he would put it on a person's back, strap it to him, chain it to him so he couldn't get it off. They'd have to wear that carcass till it wore out, till it rotted off and fell off. And Paul says, it's just like I've got an old dying dead carcass strapped to me, tied to me, chained to me. I can't get away from it, no how. And he said, that I would not, that I do. He said, I'm a struggling. Amen. Listen, young, we're struggling. We're struggling in this old world. We're struggling in this life that we live. But I want to say there is a God and He's real. He said, how shall I escape this body? He said, but through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, He takes off those bindings. He moves those chains. Praise God. He sets me free. He removes that dead, dying person that I am. And He washes me and gives me cleaning in the Spirit through faith. The Holy Spirit of God moves in. Paul said, when it's just overcome it, I couldn't stand it. I didn't know what to do. The Spirit of faith. Amen. The Spirit of faith. The Holy Spirit. Now that's the third person of the Godhead. See, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God the Holy Spirit, when you get saved. Now listen to me this morning. That's why it's important that we realize that you are sinners. Bible said, we've all sinned. You say, preacher, you say that every service. I'm going to say it every service till I go out of here. Bible said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners, young, old, alike. You're not too young to be a sinner. You're not too old. You say, well, preacher, these little old babies. Yeah, they're sinners. Amen. Hey, listen, it don't take very... you get about 5, 6 months old, you go change their diaper and see how they start kicking. Amen. They get that binding off of them, praise God. They don't want it to go back on. Amen. They like to be free, do things on their own. Amen. Work things out for themselves. Sounds like sin to me. Amen. But mom and daddy know best, right? That's why you don't let them run around naked. Amen. You put that on them, praise God, to contain things. Amen. If you don't contain things, it'll make a mess in your life. It'll get away from you. Amen. That's why we got to have some containment, and that's through the Holy Ghost of God. That's what Paul's telling us here. He said, we've got to have some strength, and it's in our faith. He said, boy, he said, I'm praying for you. I'm lifting you up because I see your faith, and it's working. Amen. I'm glad for faith that works, ain't you? Amen, glory, hallelujah. It works in our lives. So we see the purpose of faith. You said, preacher, where's faith come? Faith's a gift from God. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. So where does faith come from? It comes from God. It's a gift from God. It's because of His grace, His unmerited favor, that He come to where you are. Listen, the Holy Ghost comes to where you are, and the Holy Ghost deals your heart. Don't push Him away, because that is a gift from God. Amen. That is sent from heaven, praise God, for you, special. Amen. Especially for you. Don't shun it away, praise God. Receive it, glory to God. Amen. So that you can have help from God. So how do we attain that? Amen. The values and virtues, praise God, of the work of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's how we get it. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit. He brings us those virtues and values of Christ into our life through the Spirit of God. So is faith important? Yet does faith matter? Yes, very much so. Without it, we're just like an animal. Hello? Kind of tells you where we're at today, don't it? Huh? Brother Bill, I can remember when it wasn't like this. But you know why? Because we had prayer in schools, amen. We had prayers at the house, amen. We had prayer at the church house. We loved each other. We come together. We lifted up the Lord. We believed. We had faith. We had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. So we see the purpose of faith. Not only is the purpose of faith, but we see the power of faith. Amen. Faith that, James said, it's faith that works. Faith that'll get the job done. Amen. James says in James chapter 2, verse 18, he said, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Amen? So we see that the power of faith makes a difference, the power that we have. See, if we have no faith, then we don't have no works. Now you without faith, you can do nothing for God. Amen? But with faith, praise God, we can bring glory to God. But the same goes true. If you reverse that, we can say no faith, no works. But we also, there'll be no works because there's no faith. Can you see why we're failing the Lord today? There's a whole lot of it don't have very much faith. Our faith is waning in the world that we live in today. We need more faith, praise God. We need it, and we need it. We need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Amen. We're saved. Saved from what, preacher? We're saved from ourselves. Released from the bondage of sin. Amen. I tell you, when you ask the Lord from the sincerity of your heart, you realize you're saved, and you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you your sins and come to your heart, praise God, there's a bondage that's broken. There's a release there, praise God, for you and me. Because faith matters. It's through faith that we believe. Genuine faith, amen, that makes a difference. Genuine faith has a power to produce works. People begin to see it in their lives. Amen. We had a funeral yesterday, and we was talking about the life that we live and how people will know whether or not we're a Christian. Now, a lot of people say that they're Christian. Well, you know what? There's a whole lot of people that say they're not now. Used to, about 97% of America said they were Christian. Now I think it's down to less than 57, maybe 52%. Can you see why we're where we are? Hello? Can you see why we are where we are? Oh, half say we're Christians. Just a little over half. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, what does that mean? That means our cup's a little over half full. Amen. We're optimists. Praise God, there's a whole lot of them. Their cup's not half full. It's running on empty. And praise God, when you get to running on empty, you're liable to do anything. Hello? I'm just telling you the truth, what God says. And we need faith, praise God, to so that we can have faith that works. Amen. You said, well, it make a difference, right? It make a difference in a lot of lives. Remember Hebrews chapter 11, those patriarchs, those prophets, those saints of God. Amen. That's a living testimony, praise God, to the Hebrews chapter 11, a living testimony to the faith they had, praise God. It was a faith that mattered to them. And it put their names, praise God, on a list of saints. I'd say super saints, praise God. Prophets, priests, and saints that loved the Lord, praise God, and never gave up, never looked back. Just pressed on for the cause of Christ, praise God. That's the power of faith. That's what faith will help you do if we trust the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our body, our soul, and our strength. Every fiber in us, amen. We count upon the Lord. So we see the purpose of faith, we see the power of faith, but then we see the possibility of faith. Where does faith come from? What you have to ask yourself is, do we have the capacity for faith? You say, well, preacher, you know, I'm awful weak. And I just don't know if I have the capacity, the ability just to have faith. He said, you know, faith is such a hard thing to believe in something that you can't see. What do you think faith is? Amen. It's easy to believe in something you can see. It's a whole lot harder to believe in something that you can't see. But when we have the Word of God, praise God, we begin to see Him clearly. In the volume of the book, He said, it's written of me, praise God. I post it out here, praise God. Hey, it's a whole lot better than Facebook. He said, I post it out there so you can see who I am, so you can get to know me. You know how it amazes me? People will get their phone and they'll scour through Facebook for hours and hours, Brother Bill, to see what somebody else is doing. And Elder David, no life, it ain't, it's you. Dig through their lives and interrogate their being till they figure out every fiber and every ounce of them. They say, hey, I know them better. I know them better than their husband does. I know them better than their wife does. But God, I know they air it out there like dirty laundry. They put everything about them in there. And we'll look at that. We'll try to dig out all we can out of that on somebody. But Jesus Christ give us a book, a volume of Himself, and we put our face in that book. God Almighty would reveal Himself to us. Amen. And we'd see Him as He is, as Charles taught this morning. Praise God. And we could see the power of an almighty God. Man, He'd be real to us. That's where faith comes in. That's where our faith is built. That's what it builds upon, praise God. The possibility of faith, praise God, it's in us. It's in our hearts. God nourishes it there. In Romans chapter 12. In Romans chapter 12 this morning, verse number 3. The Bible says this, "For I say, through the grace given unto me," that's an unmerited favor of God, "to every man that is among you." Whoa. He didn't say to just a few scattered here and there. He said, every man that is among you, talking about men, women, boys, and girls, "not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." Amen. Help us, Lord. In other words, he said, don't get heady and high-minded thinking you're something when you ain't. Amen. He said, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt with every man. Now watch this, the measure of faith. So do we have the capacity to have faith to believe on God? He said, God, boy, there's another gift from heaven. Not only does God offer you salvation, he said, but God, by grace through faith, he said, because God's gift to you is the ability, the capacity to have faith. Amen. The world say, well, preacher, right, we don't, most of them be right. We don't have much faith. Amen. A whole lot of church people don't have much faith. We'll call up somebody else, say, hey, would you please pray for such and such? And we ain't even thought about praying for them ourselves. Amen. You get it all the time. People call, would you please pray for such? They don't say, will you help me pray? Hello? Knock, knock. They want to say, hey, I get it all the time. Preacher, will you pray for such and such? I said, well, help me. Yeah, I said, I'll help you pray. Amen. But why wouldn't we just pray? Why wouldn't we pray ourselves? Because most of us don't have enough faith to believe we can get prayer through. Amen. Praise God. But through faith, God gives us a measure of faith. He gives us the ability, praise God, to have faith, to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the capacity to have faith. Amen. Praise God. You say, what is that? That's the capacity to trust the Lord. Amen. That God hears and answers prayers. Amen. God hears and answers our prayers. The Bible says when we pray believing, Jesus said, when you pray believing, you shall have. Amen. It's got to be a prayer of faith. We got to pray to Him, expecting Him, number one, to be sitting at the right hand of the Father where He said He is, and that He'll hear us, and He'll answer our prayers. Now, sometimes, Lord, Brother Justin, sometimes the Lord's answered my prayer and said, uh-uh, no way, son, you ain't getting that. That'd be bad for you, huh? You ain't getting that. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've missed several tragedies that way. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord, but praise God, I'm glad that He does hear and answer prayer. Why? Because we pray in faith, believing that He will. Amen. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. How do you seek Him diligently? You don't seek Him diligently unless you believe on Him. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, trust Him, rely on Him, and adhere to Him. Amen. We begin to get faith when we begin to realize that we need to listen to what He says. Hello, I'm preaching to the choir. Somebody jump up and sing, hallelujah! Amen. Praise the Lord. God loves us, praise God. And when we start listening to Him, He starts helping, and we listen to Him because we got faith to believe that He is. And He is that rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And we seek Him through our heart because we got faith in Him. We believe Him. We trust Him. There's not a whole lot in this world that I can trust a whole lot of people with. There's not a whole lot in this world that you can trust a whole lot of people with. Newsflash, people will disappoint you. They'll let you down every day, all the time. But praise God, we can trust in the Lord because He loves us and He's promised He'd take care of us. Amen? So we trust in Him and we do it through faith. Look at what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter verse number 3. He said, we are bound to thank God always for you. Here he goes again, brethren, talking to believers in Christ, as it is meet, because that your faith, now watch this, that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Amen. So what he's saying here is that we have faith, but he said we need to have growing faith. You say, whoa, wait a minute, preacher. Now you've done hit a stumbling block here. So you mean we've got to have faith, but our faith needs to be growing? It needs to be expanding? It needs to be getting bigger? You know what I think? I'm trying to hurry. Don't get bored on me. Look up at me and smile. Am I still running well? I'm just playing down your tater hose what it is. You ain't liking this. No, I think you are. I think the Lord's helping us this morning. But we see this. We see that we have the capacity, praise God, that the Lord gives us. And he said our faith should be growing. It should be expanding. It should be getting bigger. Because we know what... Hey, listen, church, listen to me. How many times has God moved through here and we've prayed and people have been in situations, they've been hardships, things have come up, and they've said, "Well, preacher, family, we need some help," and we've gathered around the altar, we've laid hands on, we pray, believing that God... Now, I'll tell you one thing right now. If somebody asks help, praise God, and they come to this altar, if you don't believe God can take care of that, you need to just stay where you are. Amen? Matter of fact, if you don't believe God can touch it, you might as well just go outside and wait. Amen? Because God's wanting to do business for His people. He wants to do miracles for me and you, praise God, if we trust and believe in Him. And we've seen Him do that here. Amen? And why would we ever think He's going to stop doing that? When we have faith and we believe on, praise God, that measure of faith of what we have. Amen? So the Bible says there's different measures of faith. Amen? Have you ever thought about that? Now, Jesus, when He was on the boat with the disciples, He was going across the sea. It tells us in Mark chapter 4. And they was going across, and the boat began to take on water. The storm come up. You know the storm. Jesus was asleep on the bow. And they got up and they said, "Lord, carest not that we perish?" They said, "We're going under, Lord. Don't that matter to you? Could you wake up and do something?" Now, let me just say this. They were in the boat. Jesus in the boat. Jesus told them, take the boat, go to the other side. Do you think that boat's going to sink before it gets to the other side? No. Amen? No. And Jesus got up, you know the story, to paraphrase. He rebuked the storm, everything was still, they was on the side. And He said, why is it you have no faith? None. That's what He said. Didn't Jesus say that, Brother Jeff? Why are you so fearful? You have no faith. Delinquent of faith. Have none. Has that ever happened to you? Situation comes up and there's just no faith there. No faith to address the situation. But Paul said, we pray, praise God, that your faith would be built up, that your faith would grow. As you see God working in our lives, in our situation, our faith ought to be growing and getting bigger and getting better. Amen. More faith. Amen. And then we see old Peter as he walked on the water. He said, "Lord, if it be thee, bid me come to you." And he did. Peter went out there. He stepped out of the boat. He began to walk on the water. He's going through Jesus. Amen. And then he saw those waves, boisterous. He got to looking at them and he took his eyes off Jesus. And beginning to sink, you know, at least Peter had enough sense that when he began to sink, he said, "Lord, save me." Jesus reached down and got him. Most of us will wait till we're treading water and going down, coming back up for another breath, and then we'll say, "Lord, help me." Amen. But Peter said, "Lord, save me." And Jesus did. Jesus pulled him up, plucked him up, put him on the boat. And he said, why have you got a little faith? Why is your faith so little, Peter? You know what I've done. You've seen what I could do. Amen. Why is your faith little? They had no faith. They have little faith. But he said, "Hey, some people have got a great faith." You remember the story of the centurion? The centurion had a servant that was sick. He heard about Jesus, and Jesus was healing people, and he believed it. What about somebody just believe in Jesus? Believing in Him, believing on Him, trusting Him. And the centurion went up there, praise God, and he come where Jesus was. And he said, "Hey, listen," said, "my servant is at the house. He's sick unto death." He said, "I need you to help me," paraphrasing. And the Lord said, I'll come down. He said, no. He said, all I need you to do is speak the word. Amen. Just give me your word that you'll touch him, you'll heal him, and it'll be done. He said, I'm a commander of different ones. And I say, I do this, and they do that, and they do it. He said, Lord, if you just say the word. And Jesus looked around on the disciples, pointed at that centurion. He said, that's a great faith. He said, I've not seen so great a faith. Amen. A great faith. That's believing that Jesus will do what He says He'll do. Jesus said He loved you, He'll save you, praise God. He'll rescue. So we see that some's got no faith. Some that's got a little faith. Some's got great faith. But what does that matter? What does that tell us? That faith matters, and praise God, that we've all got room for improvement. Amen? We've all got room for improvement to just trust in the Lord. We have a capacity to trust in God. So we come down to the last thing, and it's this. So what is the very principle of faith? What do we build faith with and upon? The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, very familiar passage, it says, so then faith cometh. How do we get faith? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith matters. And we get it by hearing the Word of God, by listening to what God has to say. Amen. Faith is generated by the Word of God.